What's up, Gage Nation? My name is Gage Chu, and this is Aquamarine.
I am Aquamarine.
And today, we welcome you to Deep Dive,
where we deep dive into the endless sea of topics.
Today's topic will be school, once again. This time focusing on my experience instead of Aqua's experience, although, like last time, we will probably go from there and kind of just ramble a little bit, so feel free to sit back and relax and enjoy the show. First off, we will start with our weekly wrap-up, and I'll let Aqua start with that.
All right, so my week, it was pretty cool. Anything of interest that happened over the weekend during this little school week? Not particularly. I mean, not yesterday. It was Wednesday that I had to cook again in culinary. And we made taco dip, I think. I think that's what it's called. And I did not taste it, because I am a picky eater, so I didn't eat it. However, I will note that I did most of the drying up for the dishes when we were all done. And I had just cleaned, like, everything, and then we found out there was something else that had to be cleaned, so I, like, stood up to clean again, and one of the guys at our at my group went, "No, sit down. Sit down." Because he was, like, telling me, like, "Come on, man, you've done too much." So that was pretty noteworthy. Ooh, there was another thing that happened. I'm not sure if I've mentioned this to you. I will say, I went home on the bus one day, and I usually sit alone. I usually put my backpack next to me. But this one girl, she came over. She's like, "Hey, can I sit here?" And I'm like, "Oh, yeah, sure." So she sits down. She's on her iPad. And I, like, and not on purpose, I maybe give a glance at on her iPad, and she's reading fan fiction.
Like, ooh.
Like 10 or more tabs of fan fiction are open on her iPad.
That's a lot of fan fiction.
It's a lot of fan fiction. And I was just like, I could never do this. I respect her. That was pretty cool.
Yeah.
And that's about it from me. On to you.
All right. Well, today was my, well, last day of my first week of school. Senior year. Woo, I'm almost out of here. Can't wait to be out of high school, man. This year is like entirely filler, pretty much. Except for like AP Calculus. That's the only class that's not filler. Mm. And yeah.
Do you think senioritis is going to kick in?
Oh, it's kicked in.
No, it's kicked in.
It's here a little early this year. It's like the Christmas cheer, you know? It's here a little early this year.
Did you just not a teacher? Senioritis, man.
Did I just strip myself and run across the campus in Aquamarine? Yep, senioritis, man.
It's senioritis.
But...
Oh, you know, bro, you gotta have your senior ditch day.
Yeah, I don't know what day that is. I mean, I do ditch for 2 weeks in November, but you know...
But yeah, you know, no, you have to have the senior ditch day.
Exactly, because it's not much of a senior ditch day if you're the only one doing it.
Yeah, I'm sure maybe your other seniors will know about it and maybe they'll inform you.
I would hope so. But anywho, so similarly to Aqua, my school cuts into A days and B days, but we do call it a little different. We call it red days and gold days. Because those are the school colors. I guess it's also black is another big school color, but
a
you
know, C day.
There's no such thing as a C day, thank goodness. Can you imagine if we had to take 12 classes? My 12 goodness.
12 classes is crazy.
Exactly. No one's doing that.
No one's doing that.
No one's going to do that in their right mind.
No one.
But anyways, so you know how I talked about how this year is mostly filler outside of like AP Calculus?
Yeah.
So red day, aka my A day. First period, 8:30 in the morning, good old AP Calculus.
No way.
It's actually not that bad. I was dreading it, but then I was like, shit, dude. Since I've been like waking up 6 a.m. usually and going to bed around 10. I've been getting like that like nice little 8 hours there where I'm like not going to bed like super early, but also not going to bed super late. And then I wake up a little early. Yeah. So then I have time to kind of get ready and mentally prep myself for school. And by the time I get there, it's like I'm my freshest I'll be. Well, that is until lunchtime where you kind of get rejuvenated. But, you know, it's not that bad. I thought it was going to be worse. I mean, I admit last night I struggled a little bit with some of the review homework because I was like, I remember this. I recognize this. Why is it wrong? Why is my answer wrong? But then I figured it out this morning after like 2 seconds of looking at it. I'm like, oh, you just do this.
Oh, yeah.
Obviously, I can't explain it on the podcast because I'd have to show you guys and I'd have to show Aqua, and Aqua would, and some of y'all would understandably be like, I don't know what the hell you just said.
Yeah. So I actually forgot to mention this because I love forgetting things. I had a geometry quiz this week. Ooh. And, I did not fill out some of the questions because I literally did not know what to do.
Oof.
I know people say better something than nothing or something along those lines, but I genuinely didn't know where to start. I didn't know what to do, so probably failed that quiz.
Oof. Well, don't worry. We all have rough starts. You'll get it. So yeah, AP Calc was pretty good. I'd say I'd probably rate it like an 8 to even a 9 out of 10. The teacher's really cool. It hasn't been a lot of homework yet, but I have quite a hefty assignment to do over the weekend here. So that's going to be fun, but, you know.
Gotcha.
She does seem pretty balanced with it, though. Like, she isn't trying to overload on a homework. In fact, she mentioned she was thinking about dropping homework, but then AP tests, you need to study for it. And if she doesn't give homework, a lot of students don't study. I think she played with the idea, like, last year she mentioned, and people just wouldn't study. And it's like, I mean, schools are strict on teachers about that, so you gotta do better about that.
I feel like she shouldn't assign homework, but she should, like, put pressure on studying, because it's like, it's their choice to study or not. I know exactly. You would study.
She doesn't really seem like those teachers to just give you busy work, which I do like in a math class, for teachers to not give busy work, because busy work is so annoying, dude.
Yeah.
Anywho, my second class of the day on my A days / red days are, well, as of right now, it's AP Economics. And all right. Right now it's AP Microeconomics because how my school does it it's split into AP Microeconomics, which I'm sure you guys know what the term micro means, you know, small. It's basically small for studying about what do you call it? Like individuals, small businesses, all that kind of stuff, like how they do things. Meanwhile, macroeconomics is more
big.
Yeah, it's big. It's like countries. You go into like stuff like, oh, how is the United States economy compared to the Great Britain's economy?
Yes.
And,
the Great Britain.
You know, it's all right. It's just really intense to have it after AP Calculus because AP Economics, it's not that hard. Like, I had a quiz today, and I got 17 out of 17. Pretty good.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. But it doesn't have a lot of homework, which is cool. Like, there's no textbook. There's no nothing. But the difference is that if there's not a lot of homework, it means that you have to do a ton of crap in class. So it's really quick and is really intense. Like, it's just like, bang, 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 bang. Yeah, so this is where my school part gets a little more lengthy in comparison to Aqua's, because my next class I actually switched out of, so I'm going to talk about it before I switched, and then the new class I have in that spot. So originally I was in AP Government, which it's whatever. It's honestly, the teacher wasn't bad, and the classmates were, you know, like that feeling when everyone's in like their cliques and you just cannot, like the teacher asks you to talk with like your partner next to you and they're just talking to everyone else around them but you, and you can just tell there's like those walls put up. That's what AP Government was. And the teacher wasn't bad and the individual people weren't bad, but it's just like they all know each other and I don't know any of them.
Yeah.
Except one person I faintly remember from like third grade.
From third grade.
And, you know, that's not... Paul,
remember when you took my lunch money in third grade?
No, I took their lunch money. No, I'm kidding.
Awesome.
I just don't want to overload on APs, you know, because senioritis is kicking in a little bit. Because, honestly, I don't want to take the year completely easy, but I don't want to, like, take it super hard either, because then I'm going to be burnt out heading into college. It's like, that's not going to work.
Yeah.
So, you know, trying to find that balance. That's what I've been trying to do, and I think I've done a good job, because AP government, I ended up switching out of. I swapped out of it Thursday, I believe, although I did not have it Thursday. But we will talk about the new class when we get to Friday in my week. Gotcha. Right now we're still on Monday, and AP government on Monday, we just kind of, we took the American citizenship test to see if I would be an American citizen.
Were you an American citizen?
I was. I got, you needed 25 to have 60% or more.
I see.
And I got a 27, so just barely, with the skin of my teeth. Just
barely an American citizen.
But, hey, at least I'm not the guy who got 42 out of 42, am I right? I imagine having 42 out of 42. Like
super American.
Yeah, it's super American. That's more American than, oh no, anybody at this point. Anyways, yeah, for my red days, that's about it, because my fourth period, or my fourth block, I actually prefer a block wording, but I'm just so used to calling them periods. But for my fourth block, I just go home.
Go home. That's yeah. That's like with me for my A days.
Yeah, exactly. And I'm glad your school lets you do that in sophomore year, because mine doesn't. Mine didn't. And damn. They did let me junior year though. But then again, I wasn't at this school in sophomore year. My sophomore school didn't let juniors have free periods either.
Yeah, no, I think my school started doing it like within the past few years. When my older brother went to school, he said that sophomores weren't allowed to go home early.
Dang. So wait, you have an older brother?
I have two older brothers.
Damn. That's crazy.
Yeah, one of them has a girlfriend and the other is gay.
Sheesh! Like how that's the first thing you tell me.
Yes. No, every time I'm with my older brother and we see any mention of a rainbow, I immediately have to point something out like, yo, you would love this. I thought literally we were driving like back home because he picked me up because it was an A day and I got home early. I thought I saw a rainbow flag in a house, but it was an American flag. And I was literally about to say to him, yo, is that where you live? That's crazy.
Wild. But anywho, yeah, so that's it for my red days pretty much. And Monday was pretty nice. I mean, it was a little intense, but that was about it because, you know, AP Calc and AP Economics just got right into it. AP Government was honestly really lax. Yeah. So now we get to gold days, aka B days. And my first period on those days was Humanities 2, which you may be wondering, what the hell is Humanities 2? Well,
what's Humanities 1?
I took Humanities 1 last year, and it's, you know, the course before Humanities 2. Boom!
Oh, I see.
Exactly. And, it was... So, to explain, Humanities 1, when I took it last year, I really liked the teacher. He taught in a style where we would have some stuff in a textbook, but we do a little bit there, understand some stuff about the time period we were in, and then read a couple stories, do a ton of stuff around that. Usually plays, like pretty short, like plays.
Plays.
We'd read those and sometimes act them out, and it was really fun. And it was also a pretty small class, so it was pretty nice and cozy, and it was just kind of fun.
So what's Humanities?
So Humanities is, like, from my understanding, it's basically like, it's... Like, in my high school, it's basically, like, we study stuff, like, it's for English credit, but it's, like, it goes more into history and art as well. So, it's basically English with a few extra steps.
But so, what's one?
One is a character from The Power of Two.
Oh, okay, that makes more sense.
Exactly.
Is that where two comes from in the Humanities 2 then?
Two is a character in The Power of Two.
Okay, got it. So they both come from the same place. Okay, got it, got it, got it.
But anywho, shoot, words. The cutout of this is going to be so delicious.
Ooh, more editing for the editor.
AKA me.
Yes.
So, last year, it was like that kind of stuff. It was with the textbook, the reading, and then we kind of just chilled. But this year, it's a lot more, it's basically that. And then you also have to do a ton of presentations as well. And I'm like, look, I'm okay with presentations. However, I don't really want to do this for humanities too. Like, I don't really want to do that. I didn't feel up for it, so I dropped it. And I'll let you know.
Like,
oh, go ahead.
You're just like, fuck this shit, I'm out.
Pretty much, it was actually kind of like what you explained last time on Hit the Books about the honors English thing. It's like, you know, you weren't told what this would be, and then you're like, shit, I'm out of here. I ain't doing this.
Yeah, no, to this day, I still don't know what the project was.
Yeah, this is just like, I know now what it is, but it's like, that's not what I remember from last year, so I ain't doing that. You can screw off with that.
Yeah, I'm not doing all that.
But, anywho, then my second period on Gold Days is AP Environmental Science, which is actually really fun. I like the teacher. The teacher's kind of goofy. Like, yeah, he's just very goofy, and he does... It's just very interesting, but the first day, I didn't want to stay in that class because there were stools. The entire class, you have to sit on stools. And I hate sitting on stools.
Oh, stools.
They've really...
I hate that, dude.
I have a bad back, and I tend to lean forward a lot. And stools don't help that.
Oh, yeah.
Because they don't have that back support. They don't have anything for that. So... And earlier this week, I was having the back pain still. It's been a little better because I got a new chair that's been a lot less squeaky, for one, and squeaky. And
squeaky.
For two, it's been a lot more supporting for my back, so my back's been feeling better. However, I still didn't like that about the class. But when I tried to drop the class, it's Wednesday morning, send in the paperwork for it, I didn't get them dropped until around lunchtime on Thursday, and that kind of sucked, but it's understandable. It's a pretty big school, you know, 2,000, 3,000 people.
Oh, that is a big school.
So, you know, that also makes passing periods a nightmare, just so you know.
Oh my gosh, yeah, I can already just imagine it, just like, you get like pushed it like occasionally.
Dude, the people making out in the hallway.
Bro, I was like, yesterday we had like to do like a little drill for a lockdown. Mm-hmm. And there was a 3-minute passing period after the lockdown because some people were in other classrooms, so they had to get to their right classroom. And the teacher was like, okay, like if you want to go to the bathroom right now, you can. And I'm like, bet. So I go to the bathroom and I'm like, I wonder how long it's been. I'm going to run back anyway, just so I make it to class in time. So I start running back in the... Yes, I start running in the hallways. I start running back, and literally, as I'm, like, running, this girl, like, starts walking in, like, the where I'm, like... So I'm heading straight, and she's heading, like, to my left. So, like, we could collide. Thankfully, I ran just past her, so we actually didn't, like, bump into each other. And it would have been hella awkward if we did. So thank goodness we didn't.
Yeah, for real. I mean, it's scary when you're running like that and then someone just suddenly pops out and it's like,
it's like if I slow down, I'm going to lose my momentum and then probably crash anyways, or I could speed up and like hopefully not hit them.
Yeah, hopefully she doesn't pause like a deer in headlights.
Yeah, cuz oh my gosh, I hate when people like I'm walking behind someone and then they stop moving.
Oh my gosh. Yeah, unless if there's a genuine reason, like, for example, if the person in front of them stopped or something, or if there's, like, a door opening and there's, like, someone in a wheelchair coming out or whatever, because, you know, that happens. And that's understandable, but when they just stop and they don't have to, it's like, dude, step off to the side of the hallway. Get out of
like,
my way.
Probably done that a few times, but, like, it, like, I'm Aquamarine, so it doesn't matter when I do it. But when other people do it, it, like, pisses me off.
So, yeah, AP Environmental is good outside of the stools, but I kind of found a way to make them work on Thursday, so I do want to keep AP Environmental if I can, but I might drop it for AP Physics, but we'll get to that. And then 3 gold was Music Industry, which is a very interesting class. Ooh. It's, I thought it would be a lot cooler than it was. It's like cool, but it's not my type of class. Like, I will be having, like, if I keep that class, I'll have to perform percussion at some point. And percussion has never been my thing. There's a reason I'm not a drummer, okay? I cannot do that whole thing that drummers can usually do where my foot and my hands do something at different speeds and tempos. I cannot do that very well.
I don't know how musicians do it, bro.
I mean, technically I can because I've played guitar, but I can't do it in a drum setting because then I think a little too much. And I'm willing to learn, but the thing is that I'm going to have to perform this in like a few months. And I'm like, that's scary. Performing in front of thousands of people, that's scary.
It's terrifying.
And I've done that before. I've performed in front of people before, which is why I know I'm qualified for the class. It's not like I'm... But it's, I performed with guitar and with bass in a band. I'm not someone who performs drums or performs piano. I'm not one of those people. So I'm like, crap, dude. And I've been trying to drop it, preferably for AP Physics, because, you know, if I'm taking AP Calculus, it's a very good idea usually to pair it with AP Physics just to get my foot in the door for any sciencey stuff in college. It's like a little combo, but if I can't get it, it's not the end of the world. It just means I can focus on AP Calc a little more.
Minor inconvenience, end of world.
I mean, music is my thing. I love music, but I think
it's not like your main thing. It's more of like a side chick.
No, I wouldn't use that, but it's like, it's just like Music Industry class is not the class I was thinking of. Like, it wasn't the class I was thinking of signing up for. The second semester does sound cool, though, so I'm not 100% on dropping it yet, but I will keep you guys posted on that next time.
Actually, on the topic of music, we were so, like, my school was so booked on culinary, like, everyone wanted to do culinary. So they made me choose a backup in case I didn't get culinary. I ended up getting culinary, but my backup was music production.
See, that's the class I would probably take. Like, music production does sound cool, and I would love to do that. Here's the thing. I wanted to drop AP Economics and AP Government, but my counselor only dropped dropped AP Government, but only dropped one. They only dropped AP Macroeconomics. So my class schedule right now for Red Days is AP Calculus, AP Microeconomics, and then normal economics, which is really funny because I'm learning advanced economics and then I immediately go into normal economics.
Yeah, like that's pretty funny.
It is funny. It just makes the other class an easy A pretty much as long as I don't slack off. I'm fine with that, but at the same time, it's like I can fit something better into my schedule instead of having two economics courses.
Yeah.
But for now, we're going to move on to the question of the day. So our question of the day for you all, and you can send this to me on YouTube. I think you could share it with me. You could join the Discord. I don't really know who to address this to since I'm still new to this podcast stuff, obviously.
But we need like a community forum for like the podcast.
Exactly. So our question of the day is, how has school been for you all? if it has started for you. Do you have any stories? You guys can let us know. We'll probably start a community forum in the Gage Record, which I will hopefully be linking here. I think I'll link it in the description of this episode.
Yeah.
So make sure to join that. I guess I'll start off with a story. AP government. So I think on Wednesday, what happened in there was we did this whole sheet thingy that, and I'll just say like the title, are you liberal or conservative?
Oh, wow.
So, you know,
that sure is a question. That should be our next question of the day.
This is not a political podcast, but I will mention it since it is a story. I actually want you guys to guess. So this is your second question of the day, I guess. Am I liberal or am I conservative? What did you guys think I got?
This is not a question of the day. This is the guess of the day.
Yeah, this is your guess. Like,
is Gage a liberal or a conservative? Just so you know, so like some background on Gage, he's a massive Trump supporter. He actually started crying when Trump was shot at. Right?
I don't know, dude. I can't sway their opinion.
Exactly. I'm swaying their opinion right now. And if Gage testifies against me, then you'll all know your answer.
Yes. Anyways, you guys pause the podcast now. Go do your decision because I will tell you which one I got. So anyways, I got liberal. I am.
You got liberal.
I am a liberal. At least wow. Liberal leaning. I did get some. Aqua, do you have a story from this week?
Do I have a story? Oh boy. I think I do. And I think it will be pretty interesting.
Oh.
So last year, when I was a little wee freshman, I heard rumors about a fight going on in one of the other lunches. And I found out that there's a tournament going on.
A tournament.
Apparently this tournament had been going on since it was like it's like there's like a fight going on like each year. And this year is the last one. This is where the two winners will duel to see who comes out as the best senior. Since all these people like were freshmen when the tournament started, and now it's ending when they're all seniors.
Right.
But so it's happening this year. I don't know when, but I heard rumors about it happening in another lunch. I don't know if that's true because usually the fights take place near the end of the year. So, I mean, it could have been practice because I know they sometimes like to practice beforehand, but it's usually towards the end of the year. So this is like the Olympics for me. The Olympics for me is just like hearing news about like people fighting at my school.
That is pretty interesting. So I think that reminds me. Nope, I lost it again.
No.
Though I have been sitting with a new friend group this year, so that's been pretty nice. They're pretty goofy. It is a little awkward because they are those loud people in the cafeteria, but it's okay because they're those people who bring their Switches and they game and they are literally playing Smashy Bros.
Smashy Bros.
And that's pretty fun. I haven't played yet. I don't know why. Just haven't. But ideally, one day I will. Hopefully when I find my Smashy Bros copy. Because I have not played that in forever, and they seem like they play every lunch, so.
Oh, yeah. Gotta get in on the gaming.
Gotta get in on the gaming, man.
And then I will train you so that you can beat them.
For real. Who are the best characters in Smash Bros?
The best characters. All right, everyone, it's time for a Smashy Bros lesson.
Oh my god, so, this is my eighth class of the day.
This is time for a little Smashy Bros lesson.
Good old Mr. Who's the
best character
of good
in
old
Smashy Bros.
With good old Mr. Aquamarine.
With me. Alright, so if we're talking about the best Smash characters, objectively, it is Steve. Steve literally breaks the game that he is actually banned from competitive. You can't play him in competitive.
Damn.
Because he's too broken. And then we have some runner-ups, such as Sonic. Sonic is So how Sonic actually came to be a high tier is that it all happened with COVID, because the tournaments had to switch over to being more online. And you know, online on Smash, it sucks. So one player found out that with Sonic, you can just maybe get one kill and then stall them out. So you wouldn't have to play. It's like you don't have to play the game. You just win. Play lame, win game. So they're definitely up there. Some other notable mentions of the S tier are Mr. Game & Watch, Snake, Pyromithra, Rob, Peach, Fox, Diddy Kong, and Joker. So high tiers up there, pretty good. If we take a bit look at the lower tiers, we have characters like Ganondorf, Little Mac, King K. Rool, and King DDD. They're in the E tier. There is no F tier apparently, but just because these characters are in E tier does not mean they're bad characters. They're bad competitively, but there are still players who play these characters and are extremely good. For example, King of Skill plays King K. Rool, and Peanut plays Little Mac. These are both, I think, often competitive players in the Smash scene. And then, of course, you've got your A, B, and C and D tier with characters. My main is in B minus tier, which is Hero. And for those of you who want to find this out, you can look this up. You can just look up like Smash Tier List 2024 and look for the Luminosity Gaming tier list. And there is an official tier list where everything's posted. So, yeah.
Thank you for the lesson, Aqua.
Of course.
I know some goofy things in the cafeteria. The cafeteria doesn't actually have any of those long tables. It's just a circle tables.
Ooh, I always said that the circle tables.
Yeah, the circle tables are nice, I will say.
Mine does have long tables, but I never said that. I'm too nervous.
Yeah. I will say our table, like, it's actually kind of a cool cafeteria. It's like there's like these huge like windows on the sides, and there's like those, like, they're not long tables, but they're like, you know, they're like a little mini rectangle tables. And yeah, it's just kind of along there. It's kind of like bar stool seats. And you kind of like sit along there and you can watch like outside and stuff. A lot of people sit outside though. Not a lot of people sit in the cafeteria, surprisingly. Well, it is hotter this time of year, which actually you'd think there'd be more people sitting inside, but nope. In fact, there are more people sitting inside today. And I mean, I guess that somewhat makes sense since it was like 75 degrees today, which was really nice, but it's going to literally be 100 on Monday. So very short lived. But yeah, I'd say it's very interesting. But in there, yeah, there's like that kind of setup. There's like there, and that goes around like a little bit. Then on the side, there's some like other circle tables, but there's mainly like, I think there's like six circle tables, but there's a lot of space. So I think they just have, I think they have six main ones, and there's some off to the side, but usually there's a ton of like football people over there, like people on the football team, and they're watching like replays of some crap. So I'm like, man, that's crazy.
That's crazy.
I'm never playing football, guys. Like, I've tried to be coaxed into it, like where I'm like, yo, you should play football. You have really wide shoulders. Thank you for noticing my wide shoulders. But I don't, just because I have wide shoulders don't mean I want to be a football player. I don't exactly. I'm sorry, but I don't feel like getting a brain injury every game.
Yeah.
It's true. I don't want to get a brain injury. I'm sorry.
I don't want to get a brain injury.
Like, look, I understand injuries are going to happen with sports, but football is practically a guaranteed injury every game.
Yeah. Like, you can't play football and not get injured. You have to get injured every single time.
I mean, you can, but like, it's just so, I mean, they're literally buff men tackling each other.
Yeah. Like, and I'd love to be in the middle of that.
I mean, I hear what you mean, Aqua, but we can't talk about that on this podcast. At least not this episode.
Unfortunately not.
But let's see. What's another thing we can talk about? I really got through things quickly. We aren't even at an hour of recording yet, and I know it's going to be cut down a lot by, like, our middle time here. Do you think we should just cut it off?
I have one question to ask you, and if depending on your answer, we'll cut it off.
All right.
Do you think a straw has one hole or two?
Ooh.
And those are the only answers. We can't say some stupid stuff like, "Oh, it's scientifically zero."
Why would it be zero? So it's a straw having one hole or two, right?
Yeah, and I say two.
Right. Right now, I will lean one just because it's more fun for me to be on a different side than you. But
yeah,
I'm going to explain what I'm thinking, and it might change my answer, and then it's just going to be a long, I agree with you. But, so, a straw. So, a straw is more like a tunnel. There's an entry point, and then there's an exit point, or, well, you could flip it. But, what do you consider... actually, never mind, I do think it's two holes. Because in a tunnel, would you say that there's only one way of entry? No.
Exactly. People who say there's one hole, they're just wrong.
Like, because
okay, say you have a water bottle, right? Like an average water bottle.
That's one
like
hole.
One you get from like a vending machine.
That's one hole. Like
you unscrew the cap, and there's one hole where you can drink out of. If you cut a hole in the bottom, now there's two holes.
Exactly. Therefore,
it's a straw now.
Indeed. It would be technically a straw on that point. And
to the people who say, actually, a straw has zero holes, it's scientifically not possible, shut up.
Like, the only, at first I was thinking, like, maybe the argument is that, like, that's why I was using a tunnel example at first, but no, you wouldn't say that the tunnel has only one entrance. You'd say that it has an entrance and an exit, depending on which side you enter from. But there are two holes. You can have an area, like, for example, like a cave, there can be an opening. But then there's no other opening, and it's only the one opening. But then there's two openings in a tunnel. So I see where people get confused. I don't see where the people who say, it's zero. All right, I can understand like where they're coming from one. I mean, it is wrong, I think, but I can see where they're coming from.
A lame answer to say there's zero.
There isn't, because
it's scientifically not possible. There has to be
a hole, you know, like say a hole in the ground. It could just be a hole doesn't mean that there has to be a second hole. Or, like, you don't fall through two holes. You fall through the one. If you do fall through two holes, you might be in trouble. But, you know, like, if there's a pothole, it's the one hole. It dips, and then there's a solid surface. It's not, like, completely hollow. So that's why I think it's two, but I can see how people could get confused and say, well, it's a continuous thing.
This is why I always have to state before this argument, no saying lame shit like zero because it's scientifically zero. No, not lame shit. We're talking one or two holes.
Yeah, there isn't... I don't know. It's just not that good of an explanation. It's like you kind of have to backflip, do gymnastics to justify it. Meanwhile, one, you can, like I said, you can easily see where someone's coming from for it. But two, I think, is the correct answer because... Yeah, I don't need to explain any further. It's two holes.
Yeah.
You know what? I guess that's your second guess of the day. Are there one hole in a straw? Why did I say are there? But don't mind that. Are there two holes? Is there one hole? Or is there zero holes?
All I do know is that it goes in the square hole.
Anywho, I think that will wrap it up for this episode just because we do not have a lot of topics in the school topic anymore. We don't have a lot of stories, I admit. There's not a ton that happened. And I think this is a pretty good area to cut it off. See you all next time. Remember to keep your trousers on.
Goodbye, Gage Nation.
Goodbye, Aquatic Aquarium.